This is another real-life story of everyday life and mission from Anchor Church Sydney. We hope you're inspired by it. For more stories, teaching and info, visit anchorchurch.com.au.
Well, good morning, Anchor. It is great to see you here today. Happy birthday. Happy fourth birthday. What an amazing day this is. Honestly, it feels like just yesterday that we started this church, and at another level, it feels like we've been doing this for 10 years. So today is going to be a little bit different than our regular scheduled services. So the sermon is going to be a little bit more devotional, a little less preachy, but we're going to start with an interview. And what I want to do this morning is just highlight one story out of the 250 stories that exist in this church. And spotlight what God has been doing in some people's lives. So can we welcome up Danny and Nat Spencer? Let's give them a round of applause as they come up. Welcome, Danny and Nat. Good to see you guys. Can you tell me who you are and what you guys do with yourselves during the week?
Well, hi, everyone. I'm Natalie, or Nat. I am a nurse and a midwife, and that's pretty much it.
It's great.
Yeah. And I'm Danny, and I have a kind of a strange job. I work for the Irish government, and I, you can hear the accent, and I work in the consulate in Sydney, and my role is helping Irish companies in the tech sector come and connect with Australian and New Zealand businesses.
Great. Now, how long have you guys been a part of our Anchor Church family, and what was it that initially attracted you to this church community?
So I grew up with Emily and Murray James at this church. Even though I'm from the States, I did live here when I was younger. And when I, long story short, when Danny and I got reconnected and got engaged and I moved back to Sydney, I was going to Danny's church he was at. And then we kind of figured we probably should find a church where we could both be new at, and that I wasn't just Danny's fiancé going along to his church. But Em and Murray said, oh, come along to Anchor. We've just started this year. Just come and see what you think. So we first came to Anchor Christmas Eve service 2014. And I think instantly I was attracted to Anchor just because I felt like I could worship God in the way that, just in a way that was really freeing and in a way that I just felt like I could be raw and real and have more of that father-daughter relationship with God. I could be part of a community in doing that and also serve in a community I felt comfortable in as well.
Mm. Great.
And I think for me, I remember the first week that we came to Anchor, it was actually at the Pack Theatre where we used to be in Erskineville. And the first time we came for that Christmas Eve service, I remember walking in and just this big friendly face, arm out, hi, I'm Mike Roberts.
Yeah.
And so that was very much my first impression of the church. It was very welcoming. And then every week we came back, Mike Roberts was always there with a big smile. Yeah. He remembered my name. So I think for me, it was very much the welcoming spirit of the church. We felt like a family very quickly. We went along to Rosebery GC, which since then we've been in four different GCs. And each time it's been great to be part of a family within a bigger family. And the GCs are very much the engine room of Anchor Church. Mm. So I think for me, it's that community aspect and also the missional aspect of Anchor Church attracted me, because I think a lot of churches that I was a part of previously were very inward focused. A lot of Bible studies was comprehension, whereas what I noticed about Anchor was that it was very missional focused. And I love meeting new people. I love connecting people together. And so I love using that skill now with Anchor to be connecting people to Jesus.
It's great. You should ask these guys about their story about how you two got connected, because that is a story and a half. Is Mike Roberts here this morning, or is he gallivanting the globe in Cape Town still? What's your nickname for Mike?
Platinum Mike,
that's it. Platinum Mike, he truly does gallivant the globe. If you've been here for any number of years, you will have remembered Mike's phrase, everyone's a welcomer. And truly, it's so good to hear that you guys were so genuinely welcomed, because that's not everyone's story, to be honest. Where were you both at in your faith when you arrived at Anchor? And how has this community of people helped you be a disciple of Jesus and live out the mission in the everyday context of life?
Well, I think for me, I was at a point in my life where I'd been a Christian since a young age. I asked Jesus into my heart when I was like about 7 years old. And so I'd always been around church and, always been in the Christian community and always had a relationship with God. But I think when we started coming to Anchor, I was really starting to experience and feel like what it meant to have the Holy Spirit living inside me and to see that as how... as a whole new aspect of my relationship with Jesus, and it's not just like, oh, Jesus is there, out there, wherever, and then there's me, but the role that the Holy Spirit plays in my personal relationship with Jesus. And I think it's a hard prayer because sometimes you pray like, oh, Jesus, show me like what breaks your heart in this world, or show me the way you see the world. And I think that's a really kind of a risky prayer sometimes, because sometimes you don't want to see that. But I think I was just starting to experience that. And also I just had read Francis Chan's book, Crazy Love. And I was really felt conflicted that I was too lukewarm. Felt convicted that I was a lukewarm Christian. I wanted to take a dive in a colder pool, I guess, just experience what it meant to be more uncomfortable in my faith in a good way.
Wow, amazing. Thanks, Nat. What about you, Danny?
Yeah, I guess for me, I was coming off a season of life where I think this Wayward series is very, very topical. And so before moving to Anchor, I was going to a church in Bellevue Hill, which when I joined, there was about 10 people in the congregation. And when I left 2 years later, there was 10 people. But those 10 people were very instrumental. And one of them was my best friend that I met when I was 6. And I'd spent a few years away from the church. And one day he just said, "Hey, man, what have you been up to? Do you want to come along to this church I'm going to?" And he bought me a Bible. And like, I've been a Christian, or I've been grown up as a missionary kid for my whole life, and we have about 50 million Bibles in our house, but he still felt convicted to buy me a Bible. And that was, I think, a turning point for me. And so those 2 years before Nat moved over to Australia, it was very much reconnecting with God, rebuilding that relationship, and it felt good. And then I think coming to Anchor was perfect, because it expanded those 10 people to 80 people when we joined, and now we've got 250 people in this community. And just the relationships and hearing people's stories, particularly in GC, where we had opportunities at Rosebery GC, Randwick GC, Kenzo GC, to share stories of where people have come and to hear exactly like I went through this different season of life, and how God has continually called people back to him, and how Jesus has been interwoven into everyone's individual stories. So I think for me, coming to Anchor was a really good time for me in my walk with God.
And you guys are now in leadership, leading a gospel community, which is great. And so I think what's really important about these two stories is that it doesn't really matter where you're at on your journey of faith. We believe that God wants to meet you where you are and move you forward. And I love both of these two stories here, because God has met both Danny and Nat where they've been and wants to grow them and shape them and make them more like Jesus. And that's his plan for every single person in this room. And so thank you for sharing that part of your journey. Maybe just share with us some of your favorite memories over the last couple of years of Anchor Church. What are some of the things that you've really enjoyed and loved and stood out for you?
It's great to think in the last couple of years, because when I first was thinking about memories of Anchor, I was like, oh, wait, that's not really a couple of years ago. That's like 3 years ago now. That's like 4 years ago. A couple means two. All right, I'll limit it to 2 years. And it's great to be able to say that now. There's years that go beyond just a couple. I think one of my highlighted memories was our GC weekend away. We went down to Kalala Bay about 2 years ago now. And even though we didn't really like have a study, or it wasn't like, you know, the typical kind of Christian retreat or weekend away, just the fact that we were in community with one another, Jeff brought the guitar, we sat around singing all sorts of songs, and just like those silly little moments like that you actually remember more than, you know, sometimes. I mean, it's great when you do a study and you can grow in your relationship, but sometimes it's just being in community with each other and building that accountability with one another is great. So that's a good memory. I think the Anchor weekend away was great. We've got good memories from Rosebery GC and all the GCs we've been a part of. Christmas parties, both as a church. Christmas Eve services have been special for us, just because that's when we first came to Anchor, and that's kind of like our literally Anchor memory from the beginning. So, and also our GC Christmas parties as well, celebrating baby showers. We do a Coles specifically a Coles chocolate mud cake for birthdays almost every week because it always seems to be a birthday. But yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. I think for me, it's very much been GC as well. It's been great to see so many people come through our GCs and have a privilege to be leaders in training under Jeff, which was really great. But being in the East, and for a long time, I think we were the only GC in the East, we had a lot of uni students come along to our group, and often they would be there for maybe a year or 2 years. So when we started, when we took over leadership from Jeff, I think we had 25 people in our group, and we fluctuated in numbers. But it's great to just have this like alumni network of Randwick and Kensington GC around the world. And even now, we've just had a whole new group of people join our GC. So for me, the highlight has been very much getting to know people on a personal level, hearing their stories and sharing in things such as the birthdays and the weekends away and just being on mission together.
It's great. Good memories. What encouragement would you offer to our church as we think about what's next, you know, the next 4 years, the next however long God has for us? It's a long time he's got for us. So what encouragement would you offer our church?
I think the main thing I would say would just be to, like, I know it sounds repetitive, but just to really branch out and meet new people. Even if it's a face that you've seen a few times at church and you're like, you kind of register, oh yeah, that person's been here a while, whatever, but you haven't actually talked to them, like, talk to them. We're going to be starting welcome dinners soon for people that are new at the church. So sign up for one of them or get connected with one of them. If you're new, you've done the Connect course and you want to meet other new people. And I think serving too, really need people, if we're going to have two, you know, we are going to have two services, yeah. But to get people to sign up to really help out. And I think you really see a new aspect of your relationship with God too when you are actually a moving body of Christ and not, yeah, just yeah. part of the body, but moving.
That's great. Thanks, Matt.
Advice, I would say trust God. I guess personally and as a community, we always think that we know what's best, but God always has another plan. So I guess God has a plan for Anchor, and so we just need to trust that that plan is what's in store for us next. But I just want to echo Nat in terms of serving, and I'm part of the Connect team, and I'm really enjoying the opportunity to serve Anchor in this way, and to model based off the Wayward series, actually, the vision of the Connect team, which is modeled on Luke chapter 15, which is the Connect team. We want to be welcoming people to Anchor, just like the prodigal son was welcomed by the father, to welcome him as he was, without judgment and with open arms. And so if you're not yet serving, we are having two services coming up. We will need to have more people involved, and it's a great way for you to meet new people and to be part of Anchor's mission, which is not just the Connect team in terms of welcoming people into Anchor and into God's kingdom, but also in so many other aspects. So I guess that would be my advice. Get involved. You'll get much more than what you put in. But yeah, we're really excited for the second service and to see Anchor continue to grow from when we joined 3 years ago when there was 80 people.
Yeah, it's great. So good. Thank you guys for sharing. And I think we want to say thank you to you because you've been our partners in the gospel along with every other person who calls Anchor home. Today is really about celebrating the joy of partnership, of what it looks like to be invested in our church. And you guys have just shared stories of what that looks like. So thank you. I'm going to give thanks for you two. I'm going to give thanks for what God has done. And we're going to look at Philippians 1. So let me pray for us. God, I thank you for what you have done, everything that you have done, God. We give you all the praise, glory, and honor that you deserve. We thank you for Danny and Nat. We thank you for the journey that they've been on of what it looks like to discover a life that is filled with the Spirit, following Jesus, being in community, of pouring themselves out in serving. We thank you for the Eastern Suburbs GCs in its various shapes and forms over the last couple of years, and we thank you for the way that you've used them in that. We celebrate community. We thank you that we get to be a family. We thank you that we get to share life with each other. We thank you that we get to serve you alongside each other. And I thank you for this story that is one story amongst many at this church of what it looks like to be partnered together in the purpose of lifting up the name of Jesus. So this morning, God, we want to praise you. We want to give you thanks. We want to celebrate all that you have done. And we pray it in the strong, powerful, mighty name of Jesus. And all of God's people said, Amen. Thank you. Let's give Danny and Nat a round of applause and thank them.